Welcome to the Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and works at the Center of Dominican Studies at Ohio Dominican University. Her preaching is entitled, Loathe My Enemies? Seriously?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, You have heard that it was said, You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes the sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. The Gospel of the Lord. The readings for the last several days have been challenging, to say the least. Jesus quotes the law as the people know it, but then adds another dimension. He urges them to go deeper, to make their relationship with God and others more a matter of the heart, not just observing the law. Perhaps the most difficult command of Jesus is to love our enemies, to forgive them sincerely, not just offering a formal apology, but to actually forgive them from the heart, to actually love them, to will their good. How's that for a challenge? Some years ago, I had an experience that turned out to be a great blessing. A sister had said something to me that was very, very hurtful. I tried to forget it, but it kept replaying in my mind. I couldn't just tell myself to forget it and just avoid the person. We belonged to the same community and could be living with each other someday. At the time, I was teaching fifth grade, and periodically we took our students to church for the Sacrament of Reconciliation. Even though I'd been to confession the week before, I decided to go to confession and just confess my inability to forgive this sister. I wanted to be free of this burden. When I confessed that someone had hurt me and I could not forgive the person, the confessor asked me if I really wanted to forgive this sister. I answered that, yes, I wanted to, but I couldn't. The confessor said to me, don't worry about this. God wants you to forgive her, and you want to forgive her. You both want the same thing. You will be able to forgive her. Just be patient with yourself and know that it will come to pass. In time, this came to be true. It is possible to forgive our enemies when we desire to do so. And if we don't have the desire to forgive them, then desire to desire the grace to do so. And God, who sees our helplessness and our attempt, no matter how feeble it is, to desire this grace, God will help us be like himself, compassionate and forgiving. I remember hearing someone say that we should thank the poor because they give us the opportunity to be charitable. Maybe we should thank our enemies because they give us the opportunity to be compassionate and forgiving, just like our Father God, who is compassionate and forgiving. Dear Jesus, you have been a perfect example of of how to forgive our enemies. Give me the grace to not only forgive those who hurt me, but to love them as well. Amen.